This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Gordon Basham is with us this morning in studio. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, November 20th. Federal judge in a sentencing case makes a statement.
A judge delays his ruling on barring Somali testimony from a hearing. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A clear and chilly start to the morning for us, but a gradual warming trend is on the way through Thanksgiving. Our full forecast is coming up.
A federal judge says he won't immediately decide whether to allow testimony from Somali immigrants at the sentencing hearing for three men convicted of plotting to bomb a mosque at a Garden City apartment complex where the immigrants lived.
U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren said during a court hearing Monday that he couldn't recall ever denying someone the right to be heard. He said he would issue a decision later. A defense attorney argued that no one was harmed by the plot and questions the accuracy of the testimony translation. A prosecutor said harm to the community should be considered during sentencing. Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen were convicted of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiring to violate civil rights. Their attorneys have asked that the Somali's victim impact statement be banned. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Councilor Eric Yost is out of a job. Yost was put on administrative leave last week after commissioners felt he had violated attorney-client privilege during an FBI investigation of some members of the commission. Interim County Attorney Michael Papoon said the county's settlement with Yost is fair.
We've worked with Mr. Yost's attorney, feel that this is a fair negotiation and fair agreement on behalf of the county, and we'd ask that you approve the agreement.
Yost will receive a settlement of a little over $77,000 that'll cover 6 months of his salary and health insurance for next year.
California expected to get about 5 inches of rain later this week. That will help suppress the campfire that has killed at least 79 people. But these conditions now put the area at risk of a new danger, mudslides. Malibu City Council member Lou Lamont emphasizes the importance of California residents being cautious.
Our city staff, the county, and the state are all working on preparations for this. What is really important that people realize is that if there is a mandatory evacuation order, that is serious. This, you saw what happened in Montecito. We can't allow that to happen here.
Fire officials predict that blaze is only about halfway done burning. Since the campfire began, it has destroyed more than 11,000 homes in California.
A man convicted of attacking a jogger along the Arkansas River near downtown Wichita was sentenced on Monday. Ronald Nettle will spend the next 25 years behind bars. Lourdes Martinez tells KSN News that Nettle grabbed her, hit her in the face, pushed her down, and tried to take her clothes off. That's when a City of Wichita employee saw what was happening and called 911.
And that's when I was finally able to stand up and run towards traffic, just anyone that could stop by and help me. And luckily, a man didn't think twice about it, and he pulled over and he let me in his car, and I was saved.
Martina says she is satisfied with the sentencing outcome.
A federal lawsuit says foster children in Kansas are shuffled between homes and facilities so much that they can be essentially rendered homeless while in state custody.
The Kansas City Star reported that a class action lawsuit filed on Friday on behalf of 10 children by local advocates and two children's rights groups alleges that children are treated so poorly in the foster care system here in Kansas that they suffer mentally or they run away. It says that some have been sexually abused. A 10-year-old spent 3 months in a series of night-to-night placements during which he never knew where he would be sleeping. Another boy has had more than 130 placements during the 6 years that he's been in state care. Kansas officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
That's Danielle Norwood reporting for the Kansas Information Network.
In an effort to end America's war in Afghanistan, talks with the Taliban begin.
American diplomat Zalmay Khalilzad is understood to have just wrapped up 3 days of talks with the Taliban, the second such meeting in recent weeks.
As part of exploring the potential for reconciliation and peace, I am talking to all Afghans.
17 years after the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan overthrew the Taliban, the Trump administration said earlier this year that it was ready to talk. Khalilzad's task is to bring the militant group to the table for negotiations with the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Simon Owen, Fox News.
KNSS News Time coming up on 7:06. A huge honor, an international honor for an old man from Kentucky. And some special guests show up at the White House. Those details are on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:05 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. The French government awarding its highest honor to a 100-year-old man from Kentucky who fought in World War II.
William Pollard was awarded the French Legion of Honor during a ceremony at the Kentucky Capitol. Pollard was 25 in 1944 when he landed on Omaha Beach. As one of the first soldiers to arrive, his job was to deploy concrete caissons that would form a temporary harbor to help soldiers quickly load cargo onto the beach. He rescued 14 soldiers from a caisson after it was hit by enemy fire, according to his son. In a written statement read by William Pollard Jr., Pollard Sr. said he was honored to receive the award and his thoughts were with the men he served with. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Some special visitors and a special delivery to the White House. That's ahead of the holiday season.
The Clydesdales arrived with their bright green wagon and drivers in top hats. First Lady Melania Trump in a holiday red plaid cape coat. President Trump in a bright red tie receiving the official White House Christmas tree. A 19.5-foot-tall Fraser fir grown on a farm owned by Larry Smith of Newland, North Carolina. And a White House first. The White House Historical Association could find no evidence of a president ever joining the First Lady to accept the tree and pat the Clydesdales. And he has more animals to attend to. Quite talkative, these guys. Pair of turkeys named Peas and Carrots requesting a presidential pardon as the president's last act before the first family flies away to Florida for their holiday tradition of Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
7:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning right here on KNSS. And let's check our traffic situation with Jad Chambers.
Heaviest traffic out there on the roadways right now seems to be K-96. Watch out east and westbound on K-96, eastbound especially, right at Hillside. So just leaving the North Junction area there. Some heavy traffic this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And it's time to take a look at the weather forecast on this busy week with a lot of travel coming up in the next few days. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you today?
Not too bad. You know, more and more people are going to be hitting the road day that goes by.
And that will lead us to wanting to know what the travel conditions are going to be.
Yeah, I feel like I've been giving a lot of good news over the past day or so. And there's even more, not really seeing much change between today and especially Thanksgiving. It looks like we've got plenty of sunshine on the way, just some cold starts, kind of like what we're dealing with this morning, but then turning pleasantly mild once we're well into the afternoons. So today, mostly sunny skies, high of 52, southwest wind at 8 to 18, maybe the occasional breeze, but the sunshine, the wind direction helping us warm up into the 50s today. Mostly clear tonight, low of only 33 with a light southwest wind, and then more sunny skies tomorrow. A little bit warmer, though. Now it's really starting to notice that warm-up, high of 58, so getting closer to 60 with a southwest wind at 8 to 18, maybe a little bit breezy at times tomorrow. Right now, sitting at 25, with a calm wind, so wind chill not much of a factor, but all we need is a 3-5 mile an hour wind, and it could feel as cold as the teens out there. And then dew point of 24, visibility is at 10 miles, so when it comes to travelers, especially in Kansas, not really seeing too much of a hassle, at least through Thanksgiving. It looks like things should continue to stay pretty quiet.
Well, I'll tell you what, you mentioned calm. That's the first thing I noticed when I left for work this morning. It was so quiet, and there wasn't a breath of wind at all, which is unusual.
Yeah, but we still can't let our guard down because it looks like after Thanksgiving, still tracking those changes very quickly. We are going to have a chance of rain. It looks like morning and afternoon on Friday. So for a lot of the Black Friday shoppers, the holiday shoppers out there may need to keep the umbrella handy, as well as the possibility of a little bit of wintry weather in the form of a rain-snow mix, maybe even some snow showers late Saturday night and all the way through Sunday. So a couple of things that we'll have to watch out for a little bit later on this week.
All right, but all in all, sometimes the traffic scenario on Thanksgiving week is brutal, but not too bad this time around.
Yeah, just at least afterwards. You know, I feel like a lot of the travelers that are going to be coming back or leaving Kansas and going somewhere else, should we have those family members that aren't even from here and they'll be going back home, I think that's when we'll really have to watch out for the travel. But, leading up to Thanksgiving, hopefully we shouldn't see too many issues on the roads just because the weather is going to be fine.
Is Channel 3 treating you all right here on Thanksgiving week?
Haven't gotten that plate yet, so I'll let you know once I do.
All right. I know. We're waiting. Ronnell, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep, we'll check in with Ronnell again tomorrow morning for a live update here in the 7 o'clock hour. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Yeah, yesterday we talked with Ronnell, and he was hoping that somebody would show up with a plate of Thanksgiving food for him sometime this week, maybe on Thanksgiving itself.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. And the same applies here at the radio station. I haven't seen any vittles yet.
Well, we still have a few hours.
You never
left.
Know. You never know what'll happen. Yeah, exactly. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Robocalls. Now, last week, Steve McIntosh went into a near snit on the air because he got some kind of robocall. Oh, yeah, he was mad because his caller ID said Coke Industries, so he picked it up. And it was a man with a thick foreign accent, and it was obviously not Wichita's Coke Industries calling Steve McIntosh. So he got ticked off. So you know, your cell phone rings. Maybe you don't know the number, but it seems like it's from your area code. Maybe that's why you pick it up, and then you answer, and it's something you don't want. Yeah. Well, a voice tells you it's an extended warranty or whatever, a timeshare. It might even be a Chinese language message about a package awaiting pickup at a local consulate. But hey, consumers rejoice, so this article says. An attack plan is nearing deployment. Once again, haven't we heard this basically now for the last 28 years?
Yeah, this is a different verse of the same song, I think.
We're just this close to getting all those robocalls eliminated. An attack plan is nearing development against billions of illegal robocalls that have made telephones and smartphones virtual weapons of mass frustration. Telecommunications and computer experts have a plan, supposedly, to use a verification system to stop robocall companies from masking the true numbers that those billions of unwanted and illegal calls generate.
So, wow. You know, I have a very simple solution. If I don't recognize a number, I let it go to voicemail. And if it's important, if it's someone I know,
then,
they'll leave a message.
Right.
If they don't,
if not, then
c'est la vie.
Yeah. The tactic is known as spoofing. Fools consumers by causing their caller ID systems to indicate falsely that the robocalls come from the phone numbers of familiar businesses, organizations, friends, or acquaintances, which
right.
is exactly what Steve McIntosh experienced last week. The verification system supposedly targets a problem. It's the top priority for the FCC. Top priority. Right, we have top men on this. Top men. The FTC last year identified robocalling as the number one consumer complaint category. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Nearly 2 million complaints against the practice were filed during the first 5 months.
Holy cow.
Last year. U.S. consumers and businesses barraged with more than 30 billion robocalls last year.
Jeepers.
That broke the record of more than 29 billion just a year earlier. And the company estimates that this year's total will jump to 48 billion.
If I had a nickel for every one of those robocalls.
The pace is not slackening. U.S. phones received more than 6 million robocalls per hour back in September.
Oh, man.
And supposedly they're illegal, many of them anyway. Robocallers are not permitted to send telemarketing messages that have not been approved by the recipients or to dial numbers on the National Do Not Call Registry, which, you know, works about as good as, you know.
And as sure as I'm sitting here, they figure out how to defeat the robocalls. The robocallers are going to figure out how to defeat the system.
which they know how to, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, some are permissible. Government regulations have carved out exemptions for charities and for political campaigns. Those are legal.
Boo. Boo for political campaigns. Charities, fine with that, but yeah. Tell the politicians they can't do it either. That's the way we need to go.
So we'll see what happens with all that. Once again, as I said earlier, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I don't get that call.
Right. Don't bet your money.
But I'm not holding my breath. Right. Let's just put it that way. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's find out what's going on in the world of sports. And certainly last night we had a pretty amazing Monday night football game. And you heard it all live right here on KNSS. Mitch Holtis had the call between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Rams. Two of the best teams in the NFL. Both came in with a record of 9-1. Both two of the highest scoring teams in the league. So we kind of expected a high scoring game. I'm not sure we knew it would be this high scoring. The Rams won the game last night, beat the Chiefs 54-51. Highest scoring game in the league this season. There were also 21 combined penalties in this game to make it even longer. It was the first Monday Night Football game in the Los Angeles Coliseum since 1985, 33 years ago. Of course, the Rams left L.A. for a long time. Now they're back. Boy, it was a game last night that had a lot of hype, and it was sure enjoyable. It was back and forth and high scoring and a lot of fun. Not as much fun as it could have been, I guess, for Chiefs fans who saw their team lose last night eventually. The Chiefs fall to 9-2 on the season. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Heck, I wish I would have called some different plays. I mean, we can all do better on both sides of the ball and special teams. I mean, we can learn from this in a lot of different ways. And a lot of individual, you got to look at it individually. And even though we talk team, and then that helps us become a better team when we do that and be real with ourselves.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a career-high 478 yards passing, 6 touchdown passes. That's the good part. However, he did throw 2 interceptions in the final minute and a half of the game, and the Rams ended up getting the win. Here's Mahomes.
I mean, it sucks right now. I mean, this plain and simple. I mean, you wanted to win that game going into the bye week against a good team like that, a playoff team. And but at the same time, we still control our own destiny. If we can go out there and win football games after the bye week, it's kind of like that reset, get your body right, and come back with that mentality that we're going to win, and you can still get home field advantage, hopefully.
We'll see. Yeah, the Chiefs do still have the top record in the conference at 9-2 with 5 games to go in the regular season. And as you heard Mahomes mention there, the bye week for the Chiefs. So they will not be playing coming up this weekend. They have Thanksgiving week off after the Monday night loss. They'll talk about it all tonight. Should be an interesting edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show every week with your host, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, live at 7 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College men's basketball last night, the championship game of the U.S. Virgin Island Paradise Jam. And it was another win for the Kansas State Wildcats, ranked number 12 in the nation. K-State beats Missouri 82-67. The Wildcats are now 5-0 on the season. And another Dean Wade and Barry Brown, both named to the all-tournament team at the Paradise Jam. In fact, Dean Wade was the MVP as he averaged 17 points per game on 62% shooting. Boy, Dean Wade just ripped it up there in the Virgin Islands for the Wildcats. Wade last night, 21 points, 8 of 10 shooting. Barry Brown, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. So the Cats did a nice job, and they are now 5-0 on the season, and they win the Paradise Jam. And we've got college basketball tonight. If you want to listen to the semifinals of the Maui Invitational, another great in-season tournament. And tonight's matchup in the semis has number one ranked Duke against Auburn. Both teams are undefeated. And that'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen to the Maui semifinals on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Sports with Steve and Ted. It is 7:23. Here on KNSS. Traffic and weather update is coming up, and the winners and losers of the week in Florida. We'll have that assessment on the Rush Limbaugh morning update. Do not miss that. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Jad, when Steve McIntosh is not here, who makes the coffee? Do you know?
Well, even when he is here, I usually make the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and then he does from that point on.
So you're our station barista.
Yeah, he's the coffee dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Even though I'm not a coffee drinker, I know a lot of other people around here do appreciate that.
Yep.
Hey, you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office. Don't call Jad. Call this number, 267-3771. Or you can go online to prairiefirecoffee.com. It is 724 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.